Hi, this is a dictation for our patient Linda Anderson, LINDA ANDERSON. Date of birth is 12/16/1953. Date of visit is 9/22/2022. Patient was recently seen as a new patient on she was referred from Dr. Murphy, the primary care physician, for management of pain. Records came from Dr. Murphy for just basic enumeration of medication and the diagnosis. It appears that Dr. Murphy has been treating for last several years for various ailments. She is suffering from systemic lupus erythematosus, lumbar radiculopathy, rheumatoid arthritis, rheumatoid bursitis of the right shoulder, sciatica, lumbar spinal stenosis, polyarthritis, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, coronary artery disease, hypothyroidism, and chronic pain syndrome. She is being treated by Dr. Munir and Dr. Murphy. She do not have any rheumatoid arthritis specialist to manage her lupus. She was provided with information about Dr. Portnoy as a rheumatoid specialist. Medication-wise, she is taking Procardia 30 milligram XL, prednisone 20 milligram twice a day, Pravacol 20 milligram once a day, Carvedilol 25 microgram twice a day, and levothyroxine 100 mcg for once a day for thyroid, among the main medications. Last physical therapy was 6 months ago, and she has not done any therapy since then. And she reports that she's got generalized pain in the entire body, especially all the joints that have been affecting her in a fleeting way. But the chief issue is that she has a severe pain in the right shoulder and lower back. In the right shoulder, she has a pain around 8 to 10, and she cannot lift her arm beyond 90 degrees of abduction. In the left shoulder, her pain level is around 5, and she can do up to 180 degrees of abduction. And there's no pain in the chest or tummy or hips, but she does report pain in the both shoulders. Both knees to the tune of 10, and both ankle and feet to the tune of 10. And she cannot walk very well because of this. In the lower back also, she has a pain around 10. And her tailbone bilaterally are also pointed out in severe pain. The pain goes across. There's no radiation of the pain to both the arms or both legs, but she does feel some pain shooting down to the right hip and laterally to the right upper part of the thigh. So the pain level varies from 7 to 10 depending on the day, and ADLs are affected up to 10. She lists that general activity, walking ability are affected 8, sleep is affected 9, the work and the enjoyment of life are affected 7. 60% pain is relieved with the current pain management protocol, according to her. In the system review, all is negative. Please use the template to put a negative dictation for neurology and psych. Except in the pain and numbness, she has a pain in the right, in the both shoulders, neck and mid-back, upper back and lower back, sciatica and left hip pain and bilateral knee pain, bilateral ankle and foot pain with difficulty walking. The GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. They have remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. Current pain medications is narco provided by Dr. Murphy. Substance abuse none is reported. and compliance history, patient reports full compliance. Physical examinations that follow, the blood pressure is 168 over 92, pulse is 74, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be coming from the previous visit, 9/15/2022, dictation number is 0919-033. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal examination, musculature examination, and extremities examination only. Along with diagnosis, plan is as follows. I ordered a physical therapy to begin 2 times per week for 8 weeks, and also discussed the infrared device and a laser treatment. After 2 months, I will refer her for a laser treatment. An MRI of the right shoulder is ordered to identify the damage to the rotator cuff and other findings. An MRI of the lumbar spine is also ordered for the patient. And it appears that she may benefit from sacroiliac joint injection. However, all the injections are on hold right now. She is still being evaluated. All the records that are expected have not made it yet. And there is a MRI for left ankle that shows no MRI of evidence of occult blood trauma, thinning of anterior talofibular ligaments, and small talotibial joint effusion, which is a minor issues. And I will ask her to visit a podiatrist, Dr. Horsley, who is next door to us, to help her. And she already is seeing the doctor. At this time, no other additional help is there for the patient. She has been advised to continue with her physical therapy and at home do some exercise, yoga, meditation, neck exercise have been explained to her. She's also provided with this Skellaxin 800 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, as there was a severe spasm of the paraspinal muscles. Melatonin 10 milligram to help in sleep. Lidocaine gel 5% for topical pain relief. Her medications were explained to her from all the doctors, and I was able to separate most important cardiac and blood pressure medications and informed her that these are very important for her. And then all the other vitamins and non-essential medicine were separated in a different pile for her to understand the importance of cardiac medications. Thank you.